Hello, this is Bill Hancock from Faith Bridge Foster Care, and you're listening to Voices of Foster Care.
Think for just a minute, and then I'm going to give you some final questions here. Put yourself in the position of someone that's in orientation right now, and they've come to a Faith Bridge orientation with the same mindset you had 3 years ago. They've talked to their husband. They've agreed to come to get more information about fostering. But they're also, right now, can't see themselves really fostering a child that's not theirs. But they do have a heart to adopt. But yet, they're sitting in an orientation for foster care. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that person that says, I maybe could see myself adopting and maybe fostering a small child birth to three, but I couldn't see myself doing any more than that? What would you say to that person?
I would, it's in your heart. If you have a love for children, these children are not, they don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. In who's going to raise them, mm-hmm. how they're going to, where they're going to get their next meal, who's going to love and who's going to nurture them. And as a parent or as an adult, you have that choice. You have that ability to provide for them, to offer them better than where they came. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to do? I know that there was doubt in my mind that if that's what I really wanted to do. But once I got engaged and once I got the feeling and once I heard the voice to say, "You're going to be all right. This is good. This is. You're offering something that they don't have." Mm-hmm. And how I couldn't live with it any other way. I want to make a difference, and we are making a difference. My husband and I are making a difference.
You really are.
And I left Impact Training saying, "Wow, that I wasn't expecting that." You know, I wasn't expecting the feeling what I feel right now. I was expecting, you know, to adopt that one child and that be it. I wasn't expecting to offer it on a bigger scale. But we've got I remember him looking at each other, him and I looking at each other. We have the means. We have the ability to do this. And I don't know how many, but, you know, if the call came and we needed to do it, we needed to provide it, they needed a bed, I'm going to do it. I still feel to do it. And it's crazy. But, you know, something came out the other day. I got an email the other day about 5 sibling group, and I'm like, Jeff's like, "Well, you already feel like sometimes you want to pull your hair out, you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but they need a home.
Yeah.
They need a place."
Yeah.
And I know I'm at my limit, but by golly, if there's a need, I want to fill it, and I want to be there.
Wow.
I want to be there. I want to make the difference in this child's life.
Well, you have definitely stepped up. You and Jeff are there. You've done an amazing work. You've been consistent. And you're radically changing the world for 6 boys and 2 girls. And their life will never, ever be the same. The world is a different place because you and Jeff made the decision to say yes and to put no limits, but to just say, "We trust you." Mm-hmm. I always tell a story when I talk about you and Jeff. If you remember, we try to keep no more than 4 kids in a family. Mm-hmm. And when you were approved, and when you decided you would wanted all 6 boys to come to your family, you contacted our area manager, Donna Steele, and told him you wanted all 6 boys. And he told you couldn't do that because we had a quality standard that said no more than 4 kids. And you called me, and we had conversation, and I said, "Well, we can't do that. We have a standard." And you wrote a letter. Do you remember that letter?
Vaguely. I mean, I was caught up in the moment. These kids were staying here. And so I...
You probably don't remember the letter. I do. And you were caught up in the moment. You were an immediate advocate for those six boys. And you, the mama in you, came out very appropriately, but also very strong. And you wrote a letter that made a very compelling argument to say, this is who we are, this is what we're called to do, and we want you to realize that we want you to say yes. And I told you we'd have to take that to the board of directors, and I wanted to get support, remember? And we actually went to the board and shared that, and your letter was so compelling, we had unanimous agreement on our board that this was pleasing to God, and that God would equip you, and He would equip Jeff and your family to be the parents you need to be. And at that point, we're talking about fostering. We didn't know that 2 years later you would adopt. So I just wanted to say thank you in front of everybody that'll view this videotape to obeying God and advocating for these six boys, even when Faith Bridge didn't have the insight to know you did. And that's the difference between children who have a mother and a father who will stand up and advocate for them and children who don't. And that's one of the significant differences I've seen. And your story is a story that I love to tell. And I want to thank
you. It's a great one.
I want to thank you for it. You've made the vision, the mission, and the call of Faith Bridge. You live it. You're the real deal. And we appreciate you. I just wanted to say that today.
Well, I appreciate that. But I wasn't going to have it any other way, Bill.
I picked up on that.
I'd do it all over again.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're a part of our community, and we're just so proud of you guys. And thanks for letting us be part of your family and your life. And thanks for being here today and talking to all the folks that will get an opportunity to hear your story in Orientation Impact.
I encourage anybody to call me. And, you know, part of that community of care is that, you know, we have each other to lean on. And I encourage anybody to call me. And I encourage anybody to really sought out to, you know, it's one thing to think about one, but, you know, sibling groups need you. And those kids want to stay together. They didn't ask for their situation. And it takes somebody else putting aside their own anxieties and their own doubt and saying, you know what, let's just give it a try. And I hope more people would consider that. I really do.
Hi, this is Bill Hancock, and you've been listening to Voices of Foster Care. Thank you for joining us.